For life.
Hey, hey, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? You know the name, you know the voice, you know exactly why I'm here. Just in case if you don't, I'm a 26-year-old piece of gold with the Messiah of the microphone and the greatest sports creation, sports entertainment, pro wrestling podcaster in the game, besides, you know, Peter Rosenberg and Sam Roberts and the others that I do listen to. I am Philip Antoine. I am joined by a 15-time Bullet Cast podcast champion, the Canadian Destroyer, BT, Brandon Tanguma, the man that brought Under the Radar back.
Yes, you know, I'm back. Last week, I was not a part of this podcast, unfortunately. You know, I had a going away dinner for my boy Dominic. Shout out. He's leaving me today or tonight. But I'm back. And, you know, I couldn't leave the people unattended, unentertained. So I basically did my own version of the Bullet Cast with Under the Radar. First time in damn near a year and a half. If you haven't, go check it out, even though it might be a little dated too at this point. But I'm here. Katie's here.
Katie's here.
Hello, Brian's Katie. Not here. So, the you know, back to normal.
Someday I'll have one of those super cool intros.
Ladies and gentlemen, the only person that actually responds in the Bullet Cast chat besides me and is willing to write the script, Katie Scarlett, everybody.
I feel like that one was unnecessary. Well, check the Bullet Cast. Hey. What's the in the group chat? Who's the last person to text in there?
Me.
I don't think that's true.
Me.
That's legitimately not true.
It's not.
Yeah. I sent the link to Virgil's in memoriam post of Coolio. T's and P's.
What's the last thing in there, though? A gif of Dwayne. Oh, Katie.
Heart emoji.
Oh, Katie with the heart emoji. I love it. Yes, Dominic.
Yeah, I'm the last one to text in there.
Dominic from Curveballs and Chair Shots. He's gone.
But not forgotten.
Gone, but not forgotten. It doesn't really make sense, but I'll say it anyway. T's and P's out to Dominic.
T's and P's.
Hope this safe travels. Come back down to the Bay. Come back down to the Yay. We'll party it up. Yeah, so let's talk about it. Loverboy Leo was on the show. Oh, before we get into it, I got to say RIP to the homie Coolio. He has unfortunately passed away. An underrated rapper. He got the fame and fortune because of Gangster's Paradise. I forget the movie that goes along with it.
Living most alive, yeah. Living in the gangster's paradise.
Honestly, Katie, you might have to sing the new theme song.
I'm down.
Yep, I'm down.
And he did the intro for the Kenan and Kel show. I mean, yes. The best yes. The goated show ever.
Man, Coolio was that dude, bruh. Super underrated. RIP to the homie, man. One of the true greats. Shocking, 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 shocking. That's why this episode is entitled Gangsta's Paradise. I hope he's resting easy up there. Loverboy Leo, his interview's finally dropped on the BC. I got to see him at the Sofa Street Fair. He did a great job against Victor Von Richter. Yeah. Katie, I know you're a big fan of Loverboy. What were your thoughts?
Huge Loverboy fan. I loved listening to what he had to say about, you know, starting out, coming up in East Bay Pro. I loved that when you asked him about his favorite match of all time, he went straight in to not only what his favorite match was, but what the finisher was, because
that was
super, super legit.
I think I'm going to start doing that from now. Brandon, what's your favorite match of all time?
My favorite match
all time?
That's a hard one.
Oh, here we go.
It's probably, you know, John Cena and Daniel Bryan at SummerSlam.
What's the finish?
Danielson debuts his knee. It's the first time he used the knee.
Okay. Yeah. What happened after?
I don't want to talk. Well, it's Triple H raised his hand. Well, confetti's raining down on him.
And then
he won the championship.
And then something else happened after.
And then the show faded to black. Bryan Danielson rode off into the sunset.
I think Randy Orton won like his ninth world championship. Yeah. No, but I do love that question that he asked me. Brandon, did you actually even watch this? this interview? Did you actually?
Philip, I cannot lie. I did not watch it. But I did listen to it.
Oh.
It was a great interview.
Why don't you watch them?
Because, you know, it's a little easier for me. I can pop it in, listen to it, put it, you know, they're only like 10, 15 minutes.
But so you listened to it. How was
it? I did listen to it. It was good. He's only been wrestling for like a year or something like that. He started
wrestling in May.
Yeah, he debuted in May.
Okay, I was a little confused. I forgot if it was last year, if it was the beginning of this year. He has the Freddie Mercury jacket.
Yes.
And you did ask the hot tub time machine question, Philip. I am very appreciative of that.
Yes.
Look at him. He did his homework. Listen,
okay. I'm a good boy.
You get a gold star.
You get a gold star. Yeah, I was at the Sofa Street Fair this past weekend. A lot of fun. Agua, we always turn up. I was in Santa Cruz for Walk Among Us for West Coast Pro. That 8-man tag, phenomenal. The conglomerate, Zoe, Midas, Rogue, the new members, Sirza, they all tore it up. Milo versus Sandra Moon, that was really good. Fatu and Ricky Shane Page was nice. Titus calling his shot at Fatu. That's happening next week. That's going to be something special. I'm excited about that. Very excited about that. But Under the Radar is back. So can that be a normal recurring thing now?
I mean, it could be.
Okay. Here.
I just don't know what to talk about because I'm not really, you know, watching. I mean, I'm not watching like NXT and New Japan the way I used to. So pretty much everything that I could talk about would be covered here on the Bulletcast. And that's why I decided, since I wasn't on the show last week, I didn't know if I was going to do curveballs and chair shots. And we didn't actually do a regular episode. So like, you know what? Hop on here. And, you know, do it under the radar.
You could be the Rampage guy.
Usually Fridays are curveballs and chair shots days. So when it comes to a Rampage SmackDown, I kind of slip a little bit and don't watch them as soon as they happen. But, you know, my people talk to your people. We'll talk to the higher ups.
We'll
negotiate a new contract.
I don't know about all that.
We'll see what happens.
Contract negotiation.
Look, in the new year, Under the Radar has to drop at least once a month. Okay, can we do that?
Maybe I just take it over and just turn it into like a non-wrestling podcast. Once Prop 27 passes and sports betting is legal, because definitely I don't do any sports betting right now because I adhere to gambling laws. Maybe turn it into like a sports podcast.
But under the wrestling umbrella, I don't see it.
We start making bets in wrestling, which is a very slippery slope. But I did. I mean, I didn't.
That is a really slippery slope.
I definitely didn't do it. But let's just say if I did do it, I may have put some money down on Brock Lesnar to win the Royal Rumble. And that might have been the easiest bet anyone's ever made. Because,
okay.
But yeah, they can't win the Bulletcast Championship.
At least
keep it.
We have a fan mail about our champion, which is going to be. That's going to be interesting. Let's talk about White Rabbit. Let's get a little White Rabbit discussion. So, SmackDown, another QR code premiered. Was it 9/23? That was the date last Friday, and it was the time at which it appeared. And then you go on Raw, and like there's a bunny behind Bayley, and it was the bunny suit from when Adam Rose was a thing. And like one of the QR codes, like you scan it and like it takes you to a website, and there were some words which they tried to throw us off because the word I don't know what the words actually said, not from the top of my memory, but I do know
Corbin.
Huh?
Something linked to Corbin, and then there's another thing where it links to a map and
it takes you to
Wyndham.
No, there were some words that linked to Malakai Black's WWE theme. Those were like the first couple words. So they've really been going for it, man. And I believe Karrion Kross like had a group White Rabbit or the Rabbit something in Lucha Underground. So like they're really trying to make you think like it could be anybody else, but we're pretty sure it's Bray Wyatt.
I think it has to be Bray Wyatt at this point. Everybody kind of wants it to be that, and I think this makes it fun and exciting. Like as someone who I don't. Like do these types of puzzles, but like I'll watch videos and like I'll watch like YouTube things because people will do these types of like I forget what exactly they're called, but you know they'll
do these deep dives.
They go clues.
They go down the rabbit hole, literally. White rabbit hole.
Down the white rabbit hole, huh? I would have named that episode this, but somebody
she's taking all my gimmicks. Now she's doing corny jokes.
I know.
One
of the most interesting things, like for those people that have the WWE Network that don't live in the U.S., when you search White Rabbit on the network outside of the U.S.,
or if you have a VPN.
Takes you directly to the Firefly Funhouse house match.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so this is very
interesting. So it's John Cena.
Interesting. No.
John Cena, he's busy with his new bourbon.
Yeah.
Everybody has alcohol these days.
We should buy a bottle.
We should have our own.
Bullet Cask bourbon.
No.
Rolls off the tongue.
No. Something else. I don't know. What other thing?
I mean, the name, that totally does roll off the tongue.
Bullet Cask beer.
Ew.
Bullet beers. I don't know. We'll think of something. But can we
be a little more high class than just beer?
What?
Lager.
What?
No, but Katie, what are your thoughts about all this White Rabbit?
I mean, I'm pretty obsessed. I don't have time to really go and scour the internet for the sources, but I look for articles on it and I love reading about it. I've been a Bray Wyatt fan for ages, and I certainly want to see him wrestle more often, and I want to see him on TV again. So if that really is who they are teasing, awesome. I did see on one source say that the White Rabbit teasers were about Edge, and I thoroughly disagree with that. So we'll see.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Bray Wyatt fan in the world. Like, I think his character is cool, but when it comes to like the ring work, it doesn't exactly click for me. But I think at this point, it kind of needs to be. And as I said, like, I like his character, and I find it very intriguing what this new, because he's been a creative person.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm intrigued to see what this incarnation can do, whether it's like a melding of the cult leader and the Fiend, or it's just a completely new person.
I agree. I mean, I can't say that I am the biggest Bray Wyatt fan. I mean, my forever favorite wrestler of all time will be The Rock, but it's interesting to watch him because of the creativity that he brings to the table. So really hoping to see more from him.
Absolutely. Let's talk about this. After Logan Paul, who's next for Roman? This is a serious question. Because
with Roman not wrestling at all, do we even see him at Survivor Series?
Yeah. Because people are thinking like, the Bloodline are going to be in the War Games match, which
but Roman doesn't have to be in that. That's even without him, that's four people. That's
honestly, because I heard this on TP. Honestly, the Bloodline don't need to be involved in the War Games match.
No,
we could do a traditional teams of five, strive to stay alive.
Yeah,
one team wearing red shirts, one team wearing blue shirts.
No,
just because that's what everyone cares about.
That's not
really, does everybody care about that though?
It's all about Brent, it's the one time a year.
That's not the tagline this year.
Go against each other for brand supremacy.
Now I have to do that. Stop yourself. No, we could do a traditional Survivor Series match. Honestly,
the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
The Bloodline could lose.
Battle Royal.
No. But it's elimination, so you can't really do that. I could see Jay getting eliminated because Sammy accidentally hits him with the Helluva kick. I could see something like that happening. Because they're like
causing further rivalry between the two.
Yeah, the dynamic in there, like it's something special. We'll talk more about that when we talk about SmackDown and what happened with Sammy. But seriously, who's next for Roman? KO keeps mentioning Roman Reigns. Seth keeps mentioning Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns has never beaten Seth Rollins.
Nope.
These are some things. Braun Strowman's talking about he and Roman are going to get in there at some point in time. Brandon, who's next?
I don't know. They've done such a great job with Sammy, which we'll talk about later, that Sammy is now legitimately like probably one of people's favorite people to go up against Roman, whenever that were to happen. Hopefully they still stretch it out a little bit longer. And I mean, I know people are trying to talk themselves into having Roman drop the title. Sammy could be one of those people, but, you know, yeah, as you said, KO, Seth. I mean, we have to do some work to kind of get him rehabilitated, if he's going to be a face, or if it's just Roman and Seth and two Shield people, even though we did that, what, last year's Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
So that one's kind of, I don't know about that. Braun, I think you keep Braun away from the title. He should just be like a sparing giant that you use, kind of. He can wrestle all the dark matches, have fun, you know, run people over, but shouldn't be in anything like meaningful, really.
Not yet, at least. Give him time to reacclimate to WWE.
Katie.
I'm really hoping that KO is next. They've been pushing KO in theory. I could see a match between, you know, a match between KO and Roman Reigns, and Theory comes out, tries to intervene. Theory gets his butt kicked. I could see the title dropping to KO. I think he would make an excellent champion.
Yeah, but I mean, everybody's theory is the title, Cody takes the championship.
Well, yeah, of course everybody thinks Cody takes the championship, but when is he going to come back, do you think?
He's in the Rumble. He's.
But if you were to want to keep the Universal title on Roman.
Yeah, because that's the story.
Yeah, and like the story is technically Cody wants the WWE title. And yeah. So if you want to do some sort of weird shenanigans where it's like a triple threat match and it's like the two out of three falls or something, and yeah. You get one title off of Roman and maybe Sammy wins it, or, you know, Austin Theory cashes in. I don't know, because I think you should still keep the title on Roman, at least the Universal title up until WrestleMania. Now, we don't know what the plans are, whether it's going to be The Rock, Cody, both, Sami Zayn.
Well, everyone. I thought about, I've been preaching for both, but then, you know, I had a conversation, shout out Slash, and you know, he made me see that, let's say Roman beats Rock night one and then loses to Cody, it kind of diminishes his victory over The Rock.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you know, that's a good point.
Plus, with Black Adam coming up, I do wonder if there will be anything with like The Rock and what, like if he acknowledges Sami Zayn, I think I might just lose it. Like, you know, shout out Roman, shout out my cousin, shout out the Usos, shout out Solo, and shout out Sammy.
That'd be amazing.
You know, I love the internet interactions with Sammy and Rikishi. Those are fun.
Rikishi finally acknowledged him.
Yeah. But like you do, maybe Seth needs to be next.
I could see Seth.
Like, let him, honestly, he needs to beat Riddle again. Beat him in the fight pit. Move on to Roman, and then Roman finally gets that win over Seth Rollins. Yeah, I'm down for that. I like that.
All I know is I want an honorary Use t-shirt now.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
The bloodline is out there. Roman Reigns tell Sammy to take off their shirt. Jey Uso is doing some of the best work of his career right now. Main event, Jey Uso was on fire. He was the, honest to God, like, he was the real MVP of this scene, of this whole segment, for real.
He just completely just tears the shirt off.
And, you know, Roman gives him a new one. Sami Zayn has an official honorary Uso shirt. And Jay's face was priceless. Like, he looked absolutely disgusted.
Oh, yeah.
I love that. I'm a fan. This is great. Sami Zayn is, and like, Sami's gonna turn face. I think he gets a match with Roman and obviously loses, but then maybe him and KO go after the tag titles.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I can see.
I don't think it's a foregone conclusion Sami Zayn loses to Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
I keep saying Sami Zayn is one of the best baby faces in our generation.
Yeah,
in this generation.
Bro, like, I get it. No, I could see him, you know, shaving the beard down, cutting the hair, the old music comes back, it's NXT Sammy, you know, and all that other stuff. But I don't.
Maybe his friend El Generico shows up. He leaves the orphanage in Tijuana.
Yeah.
Maybe. Probably not. I can dream.
I could see Sammy coming very, very close, but not getting the job done. Yeah, I could see that.
Sammy accidentally wins the Royal Rumble.
I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't think that one's gonna happen.
If that were to happen, I would probably end that Royal Rumble on the floor holding my stomach because I'd be laughing so hard.
Oh man, but so you're gonna honorate Usher?
I'm looking at it online right now, and it's like it's $27.99, but they've got a code on WWE shop for like 25% off orders. So I'm like, maybe.
We'll see. Outside the ring, WWE they have that NIL plan that initiative that they've brought into effect. So they have a 2-year rule. You get 2 years to train, and if you're not good enough to be on TV, you're out.
Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, I think after 2 years of training, you can see whether or not that person is built for it or not.
I heard Steveson's having a little trouble down there.
His brother's taking into it more than he is.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about last week, I think.
Something like that. And he's a great athlete. I don't understand why it wouldn't click.
Hey, just because you're a great athlete in one thing doesn't mean you're going to be a great athlete in another thing.
Everybody's different.
Everybody thought he was going to be a Kurt Angle.
Has there ever been a Kurt Angle besides Kurt Angle?
As I'll say, as far as picking up this sport faster than most people, I would throw Ronda Rousey's name in the hat.
I say the only person you can put that towards is Brock.
I'd say those three.
I would say no to Ronda.
No, I'm talking about picking up, moves wise and you know what I'm saying?
I would say, I'm putting both character and in ring work. I mean, Kurt was a little rough around the edges at the beginning,
I'm not putting the character in there because even her
in ring work, I mean, like
her in ring work sometimes doesn't translate well. Sometimes,
like if she's not in there with either Becky or Charlotte, or Sasha, it doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, she was working like Bailey, Becky, Sasha, Natty. She was working those people. Now she's not. Yeah, we'll go Brock, and we'll go Brock and Brock and Angle.
Yep. Yeah, two of the greatest athletes of the past 30 years.
Of course. Great amateur wrestlers. Love them. Devon Dudley's sons could be signing with NXT. That's exciting. They're tag team down in
they're not twins, are they?
I don't know. They might be fraternal twins.
Because I think I've heard of them kind of, but I haven't seen anything about it, so I didn't know if they were like twins or not.
Yeah, no, but I'm excited. Let's see what they can do. John Cena's old fashioned big match. John has a. Has a bourbon out. We talked about it a little bit. I'm down to grab some. Yeah,
let's pick some up.
Let's do it.
You got to, once in a lifetime, you got to compare that to the Rock's tequila.
I've had the tequila. The tequila is nice.
Can we have a wrestling drinking night?
I mean, there have been some post-pay-per-view shows where your boy might have been a little lubricated. So, it's not opposed.
It's not opposed. John Cena also Guinness World Record 650 wishes granted, the most of anybody. Shout out Big Match John, man. That dude right behind me there. Great guy.
As someone who's had the chance to grant someone's wish, it's life-changing, and the fact that he's been able to do that for 650 wishes so far and continues to do more. That's something that makes your heart fill up.
Wait, you granted somebody's wish?
Yeah.
You like make a wish reached out to you?
Yeah.
How does that process work?
I was a birthday party character performer at the time, and someone wanted to meet all of the Disney princesses, and they weren't able to travel to Disneyland. So the company that I was working with, we brought all of the princesses out, and we got to be princesses for this little girl.
Which one were you?
I was Cinderella.
Ah, were you blonde?
You're like the leader. Isn't Cinderella like the leader?
In a wig.
Okay.
But I had, you know, I had the full getup and got to.
Can we hear like your Cinderella voice?
I have not practiced, but I can sing for you real quick.
I mean, we got a little bit of that on the show.
Yeah.
There we go. Apparently, Tony Khan did not have a plan for Ring of Honor when he purchased it.
Don't say
this. Yeah.
that sounds like old news.
this is just the actual headline. Now look, so WWE, they were inquiring about it, and Tony Khan just immediately purchased it. Look,
you know, we've all been there. You know, we make a quick purchase without really thinking too much about it, and then you just sit there and you're like, you know what? What am I going to do with this? I'm not mad that I bought it, but I just don't know what I'm going to do with it now.
This is a wrestling company. These are people's lives. No.
Yeah.
No. Like, why would he do this? I'm really not trying to bash this dude or say anything negative about him. I like Tony Khan. I do. AEW is a great place. You can't do things. You can't have impulsive buys when it comes to wrestling companies. You can't do that.
Okay, but just Tony Khan, just because he
buy is his middle name.
Wait,
just
what?
Just because he bought it doesn't mean, you know, he wasn't going to do anything with it.
What? When did he purchase this company?
Last year, like, wasn't it like right before Double or Nothing, or after? No,
was that this year?
I don't know. It's been too long.
It's been too long, and nothing has happened.
This whole year is just running together,
and nothing has happened with it. I remember, I just bought Ring of Honor. I remember him saying that. And then nothing else.
Like I said, Impulse Buy is his middle name.
Look, Jericho's champion. I love it. I love the Ocho. It's great. It's fantastic. But there needs to be an actual plan. Maybe Jericho being champion means there is an actual TV deal that is going to be in the works. The weekly TV.
Ring of Honor coming to Discovery Plus.
And they need to shoot it not like AEW. They need to go back to whoever the Ring of Honor crew was and have them shoot this. I'm serious. Something needs to change. Bobby Fish is now an Impact.
Good for him. I know Bobby Fish has been boisterous and been saying some things recently, but, you know, good for him.
I like Bobby Fish. I'm a fan. I loved him as the Ring of Honor television champion when Ring of Honor was really good.
I mean, I still got my Red Dragon shirt. Red Dragon, one of my favorite tag teams.
Yeah, but then...
Just him by himself? Not so much. More of a Kyle O'Reilly guy.
Hey. I'm Bobby Fish guy here. How dare you?
Yeah, you know, I like the intro, like the throat slice with the little face he makes. I like that.
Oh, all right. You don't like the fish hook?
I'll give you a fish hook. Well, in November, when me and you, brother, go one-on-one on the mat.
Oh, all right, yeah, that's happened. Buddy Matthews is going to take a hiatus from AEW, just like Malakai. Malakai kind of cleared things up on his live. Yeah.
I saw Baby Huey's best friend, Sean Ross Sapp, got into a little bit of trouble.
What did he do?
I don't know. He just was like tweeting and basically like defending himself, saying that like he wasn't lying. He was just reporting stuff that was being told to him. And it was a long post. And then he got in trouble for something. And I was like, okay, whatever, dude.
I see. Steiner math happened on NXT. That was fun. Might get into some Steiner math this weekend at LodiCon. We don't know. Oh, Carl Fredericks, a friend of this show, probably the most interviewed guest on this show. There are three that were released, but technically I've interviewed him four times.
Him and Starboy Charlie are.
You know, Starboy Charlie is the most viewed interview on our channel. Let's talk to my mother later. But yeah, that's nice. Yeah, Carl Fredericks, he was in New Japan. He left the company. Apparently, he was seen at the WWE Performance Center earlier this week. So could we see the big effing deal in WWE? Katie, are you familiar with Carl Fredericks?
I'm not.
He was one of the promising talents on the scene. Like when Hobbs was here, Jungle Boy, Shotzi. And then, you know, while they went to like WWE and AEW, he went off to New Japan. Yeah.
Well, then it looks like I've got some homework to do.
Yeah, go watch the interviews we did with him. He's super, super nice dude. Love talking to him.
We've got one in the streets of San Jose right by a Starbucks.
Yes, 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 we do. Brandon, what are your thoughts on Carl Fredericks?
Yeah, I mean, good for him. You know, he got some success in New Japan. He was kind of clicking a little bit on the strong side. And then for whatever reason, he just isn't with the company anymore. So now going to WWE. I think that's probably a better fit for him. He has a good look. He's a good wrestler. Now Triple H under contract. I mean, I think he or under, you know, under rule. I think he fits well in NXT and WWE, whatever they're going to do with him. So, you know, good for him. Obviously, front of the podcast. Hopefully, he does well.
Absolutely. Adam Page wins a future title shot because he won a golden ticket battle royal.
Yep.
So
we got MJF with a chip, which apparently is like Money in the Bank now, which I didn't know that was a thing. And then we got an eliminator match with Juice Robinson. And then now we got thing. And then
there is too much going on these shows.
There's so much going on. We've got Money in the Bank poker chip. We've got golden ticket Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory. There's so much.
Brandon, do you think if I talk to Tony Khan, the Bullet Cast and the Bank can be a fixture on the show as well?
Sorry, I was doing social media and Bastion stuff.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes, yes.
But
anyways, what about Tony Khan and the Bullet Cast?
Let's interview him.
We've tried. You know, we're on the media calls.
And then I'm there, Brandon Tanguma, and then I say, raise my hand, and Brandon Thurston gets called on, and I get excited / scared for like a second and a half, and then I realize it's not me.
I'm just saying, when I'm on the media calls, I get to ask a question. I'm just saying. No, but seriously, you think if I ask Tony Khan, can the Bullet Cast in the Bank be a fixture on Dynamite, he'll allow it? I feel like he will. Everything's just happening.
Yeah, you know, we'll start off low. We'll just ask for it to be for like the All Atlantic title.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not asking too much.
No.
Can we get the TNT title and put some prestige back to that bad boy.
For like half a second, forgot who held the title. Shadow Wardlow.
Yeah.
Who apparently is hurt or something like that.
That's another problem. Let's go to the fan mail real quick. Let's see. Where's it at? There it is. Who do you have 420?
Who do you?
There we go. I was waiting for it. He says a couple things, mates. One, when is the title on the line again? You guys used to get so invested in talking about that championship. Let's talk about the Bullet Cast title. We had fun with it, you know. Lil Durst has it right now.
Shout out Los Padres.
Roman shows up more than him. Don't shout out those Padres. They're, absolutely not.
We are on the verge of elimination.
Absolutely not. I hate those Padres. I really
do. Whoa, come on.
Cost me multiple interviews that day, bro.
Would the Bullet Cast like to be a sponsor of Los Padres?
Absolutely.
We can put you on the sleeve.
No.
Don't know how much it costs, but
No.
You know, I was. Apparently, we were going to have another podcast be a sponsor, like on our helmets and stuff. But I was going to have a silent protest and not wear it.
Okay, that's
can't because we all know the Bullet Cast / Curveballs and Chair Shots is in very same category as top of the lineup in all baseball podcasts. Which, not to toot our own horns, but I think we're better than them.
Yeah. Back to the Bullet Cast Championship. Lil Durst, I know you listen to the show. If you are not here next week, you will be stripped of the championship. and we are guaranteed a new champion for the Extreme Rules predictions.
Woo-woo!
Yep. Two, when is Brian going to wear the Sami Zayn honorary Usos shirt in front of Fatu? I don't think Brian has the balls to do that. Do you?
Was he going to show up first?
Yeah, he has to show up first. That's right. Then he also says, really looking forward to your 300th episode. What can we expect?
Shenanigans.
You can expect shenanigan after shenanigan after shenanigan. There are going to be so many shenanigans.
Probably corny jokes.
There are going to be corny jokes. There's going to be, no, it's going to be an interview. There's going to be a segment. And something special's happening after that. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be out there. I can't wait for the 300th episode. It's going to be.
Show up and find out. Woo!
I know. Well, he's like in Australia. I don't think he can.
Oh, wow.
I don't even know what's happening.
Listen and find out. Woo! Yes.
and Brett is Jesus Christ. And Brett is Day X.
Mr. X, let us know what you got.
Yeah.
Shout out Bengals.
Shout out Bengals. Who day?
Tomorrow. It's who day. Don't say who dat.
I said who day.
Okay, good. That's the Saints.
Jesus.
Shout out the Saints.
Oh. Man. Anyways. What is he going to say?
Bengals -4 tomorrow.
After thinking about the whole Punk situation from last week, seeing and seeing this as probably going to be his last year in pro wrestling, can we look back fondly on his time back in the squared circle, or was it all negated because of one rant?
What was the person's name? What are we talking about?
He's talking about Punk.
Oh, Punk. Okay.
Is it all tarnished because of the rant? His quick return.
I would say no.
I don't think so.
The moment in the return, the moment he comes back, fantastic. Look, I got goosebumps.
It was. I will always look at that moment fondly because it was like seeing an old friend come back.
Absolutely.
And I don't think anything can tarnish that feeling. I mean, everything that went on with the media scrum and afterwards, it's not pretty, but you can't let that tarnish all memories of someone's career. Just you can't let it shadow all of it.
Brandon.
No, it's not going to tarnish his like entire career, because I'm the Punk guy. I think Punk is one of the greatest wrestlers of the past 20 years and stuff like that. But I think adds to his legacy, like in a bad way, because as you see the, like besides ROH, which I guess you could just write that as the anomaly, you know, goes to WWE, kind of burns the bridge there, goes to AEW, kind of burns the bridge there. And it's just, you know, adds to his prickly, whatever adjective you want to call behavior that he has.
He's talking about does it tarnish the AEW run?
If we're just talking the run itself, little bit. Just because it was like so high and it was like, you know, it's a bad analogy, but like a spaceship, you know, just going so fast, so quick, and then all of a sudden it just comes crashing down.
Okay. He also goes on to say, in the wake of the issues going on with Malakai Black, sorry, I'm getting all the texts, this social media running pro wrestling fandom, that's an easy yes, is it our need to know everything that's going on, plus all these dirt sheet sites that have sprung up in the last 10 years, and not to mention the tribalism of fans
and all
being
these dumb podcasts people are starting.
Tribalism of fans being loyal to certain brands that have created this toxic environment, and is there a way that it can be fixed? Look, man, there are people who are hashtag without a life and spend way too much time on the social medias and the dirt sheets. Like, guys, like, this is a predetermined sport, like the outcome is thought of before. Like, I hate to break kayfabe, brother, but like, come on, stop. Why are we sending death threats to people and talking trash about these people? They're putting their bodies on the line for us, for our entertainment. Why? Why? And there are people really making a living just writing lies. This is insane. How did we get here?
We got here because of social media.
Social media can be a wonderful place.
No doubt about it. Love social media. Obviously, we're all on Twitter. We're all on
Instagram, Instagram and everything else.
TikTok, Snapchat, you name it, we're on it.
But then there are those people that use it to... How do I want to put this? They use it to vindicate their pitiful lives. I'll put it like that.
Yeah.
They want to make there's I mean cyber bullies basically, you know, and I don't understand. Like I don't get it.
I don't, hashtag no life.
Yes. Hashtag without a life. Brent.
I mean, we've talked about social media and kayfabe, I think, numerous times on this podcast. And I'm definitely one that, like, I'm on social media, but I'm not, like, tweeting everything and sharing every aspect of my life on social media. So I would like to have social media, like, wrestlers could use it much better, in my opinion. Like I know it's so much fun to, like, be able to DM or tweet your favorite celebrities and have them, like, talk back to you. But, like, kind of that aura of wrestlers and, like, kind of celebrities in general has kind of been taken away. And if we want, like, I would rather have the wrestlers just kind of keep their own, like, their wrestling persona kayfabe wise on Twitter, and they can have their own personal thing and have, you know, their own private Twitter feed with their own friends, stuff like that. But that's just, we're well past that at this point. Like,
oh yeah.
So yeah, you know, with all the social media stuff and the trolls and, like, I sometimes get bogged down and I'll, like, look through comments and I'll just, like, see these people just, like, to me, stupid opinions. And I look at their profile and it's like, you know, Alexa Bliss fan 642175. And I'm like, this is, like, either a troll or just someone's burner account. So I just try not to get sucked in too much.
Both. All lastly, Mr. X says, if Bray is coming back, when do you think they will pull the trigger? I don't know.
Day one?
Can they stretch this out that long?
Probably, maybe. It's up to, I mean, honestly, it could be as soon as Extreme Rules. It could be as late as Royal Rumble.
You never know. Just as long as Bray is controlling his own narrative.
Yes.
I mean, people thought we were going to get the debut on Friday because they were, you know, doing the 9/23 stuff. But
We know that's the time that this is going to happen. Whatever show it's going to be at 9/23.
But now they're past 9/23. The number doesn't really have any meaning anymore.
I don't know. It can still be at the same at the time.
Well, it isn't Extreme Rules. It used to be the horror show. Maybe that was go back
one time.
Don't do that.
Let's get into the Raw recap. let's get into the Raw recap. Bianca Belair and Bayley are going to have a ladder match at Extreme Rules. This is the perfect way to take the title off Bianca Belair.
Yes,
she doesn't get pinned. She doesn't submit. And we know Bianca's great at the chase. Yeah, I'm a fan. I'm a fan of this.
Really looking forward to
and
it.
She's gonna do some crazy spot with the ladder, and it's gonna look cool and badass.
Right.
She's gonna press Bayley. She's gonna hold a ladder, and Bayley's gonna be on top of the ladder, and that's what she's gonna do. And it's gonna be crazy.
It'd be pretty sick.
And Bayley jumps up, grabs the title, and wins.
Yeah.
Maybe a stupid finish, but.
It would be.
That would actually be hilarious.
Visually, Brent, look cool.
What are your thoughts?
Yeah. It's Extreme Rules, so every single match has to have a stipulation. As you guys said, it seems like an easy way, quote unquote, to take the title off Bianca. My reservations is it's going to be some sort of interference and some sort of schmoz with Damage Control and Alexa and Asuka kind of cancel each other out. And, you know, I'm afraid after all this time with Bianca as a champion, it's going to be like a terrible finish, which we've kind of, for better or for worse, with Triple H's stuff recently, we have seen the bad finishes in WWE still aren't going away. So I wouldn't be shocked if it's like, yes, Bayley's a champion, but the finish was a little meh. Meh.
Meh. Okay. Edge and Balor, I quit match. Edge returned on this day. You see clearly bitter place in a broken dream, but you leave it all behind. Spears to Damian Priest, Spears to Finn Balor, came face to face with Dominic Mysterio. This was good stuff. In Canada,
he wasn't even gone long enough for people to miss him. He was gone like what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
You had to hit his music in Canada to get the pop.
You got Kevin Owens was there. You got your Aunt Sammy.
This crowd was actually kind of meh.
What was this, Edmonton?
Yeah.
So it's not Toronto.
They should have been in a six.
Or Montreal.
Should have been in a six. But, you know, yeah. I don't know. I'm excited. You know, an I quit match, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, looking forward to see that.
They're going
to
do good business.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. Sami Zayn defeated AJ with help from the insurance policy
of
the bloodline, Solo Sikoa. Honorary Oos picking up wins, bro. Yes, sir.
All for the bloodline.
Yes, it's all for the bloodline. Yes.
Because after all, he's honorary Oos now.
Yes, he is. God. I love it. I'm a fan.
Are you sure? I mean, at this match, it was like a 25-minute match, damn near. It was a long one. They killed some time and finished, as I said.
I like the longer matches, bro. I'm a fan.
Not super clean, but the work was nice, and it was nice to see Sammy actually getting a win.
Yes. How do you guys feel about these longer matches? I'm a fan.
I like them. If you have too many short matches in one show, it just feels like they're trying to
fill
time.
Yeah, like AEW, they do that. I'm like, why are there 8 matches on this 2-hour show? What are we doing?
Yeah. You don't need 8 matches in 2 hours.
It's
too much. Too much to process.
Rollins defeated Rey Mysterio. Dominic and Rhea got involved. Rollins hit the curb stomp and beat him with the Peruvian necktie. I like that.
I have a out of left field ballpark scenario that I really want, and it's like,
tell us.
I kind of want Rollins to be the Messiah of Judgment Day.
I'm not opposed to that. I like that.
I know, right?
That'd be good. That'd be good. I mean, what's
AJ going to do with this? Is AJ going to join Judgment Day, or do you think?
The rumor is that AJ is next for Roman.
Yeah.
Is that what the internet says? How come we didn't bring that up when we talked about that earlier?
I wanted to, but I forgot. Forgot. My bad.
It's been a day.
It's been a day. Yes. Yes.
Can confirm it has been a day.
Yes, 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 yes. But hey, no, they Ray and Rollins, this was good. It's fun.
It's really good.
I think
it was my favorite match of the night.
Yeah. Ray's the gloat, man. He's the greatest luchador of all time.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Candice LeRae, the Poison Pixie, has returned to WWE because Brandon wore a Poison Pixie shirt to Stockton Con, and Johnny Gargano said
he was like, Johnny or Candice, the people need you back. I saw this one fat short guy at Stockton Con. He had your shirt. You need to come back.
Hey.
You're the people.
Hey, you're slim thick. Stop yourself. Positive vibes only, brother. Yeah, that's right. You're slim thick. Stop it. Yeah.
All right. Candice, there was a slim thick guy at Stockton Con wearing your shirt. Probably the only person ever in history to buy your t-shirt. So you need to come back for him.
I have a Candice LeRae t-shirt, but I can't wear it in public.
It's a 50% Candice LeRae t-shirt.
Yeah, you have a picture with Candice, don't you?
Yeah, just Candice. Definitely didn't edit out.
I just have a picture with Candice.
Exactly.
We met Candice LeRae like 5 years ago at an APW in the Cow Palace.
That's sick.
With someone who shall not be named.
Yes, he who
former Disneyland employee.
Yes, 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 yes.
Who no longer works there anymore.
That's unfortunate. Yeah, Candice LeRae defeated Nikki A.S.H. and then Nikki threw the mask down. I'm watching some old NXT right now. Could she go back to being that Nikki Cross? I mean, that music, that scene of her just being absolutely batshit shit crazy. I'm sorry for
No swearing.
Yeah,
no
I'm swearing. Sorry. But could that come back?
I would hope so.
Her as champion running the division? Give me that. Give me that. Let her beat Liv for it. We have to have a conversation about Liv. Not today, but at some point in time.
Give me Nikki Cross and Piper Niven back.
Need to change. But yeah. Candice's debut. How'd y'all feel?
Excited. I mean, anytime we bring another kick butt woman up on the roster, it makes me happy. I'm trying really hard not to curse, guys.
No, I didn't mean to, but it had to happen. I'm sorry. Passion.
You know, I love me some Candice LeRae. I'm excited, happy she's back. So now her and Johnny are back. We got Dexter. We usually need Indy to come up. We need the whole family back. We need the wrestlings back together. I saw on Instagram that the wrestlings were together last week or something like that in Cleveland. So we need Indy to come up.
Yeah.
Dexter, I don't know what the hell he's doing with The Miz, but.
But it's so fun.
It is fun. I like because Dexter Lumis, when he was Sam Shaw in Impact, he did this gimmick, but he stalked women. So when he came to WWE, he's doing the same thing, but he's stalking men. It's actually fun.
Amazing.
It's great.
Yeah, it's okay to stalk a man, stalk his family and children, and break in his house and do his taxes and whatever else he's doing in there.
Whatever else is going on. Johnny Gargano and Kevin Owens defeated the Alpha Academy. Panda Express got back together for one night only.
Love to see it.
That was their tag team name on the end. It was great. Shush.
Shush, please.
I love that so much. There. Thank you. Hey, that's how I'm ending the 300th episode.
Oh my god. Thank
you. That's what we're doing. AEW real quick. Mox defeats Juice Robinson. Good match. Mox, of course he bled.
On purpose. Well, I guess most of them are not on purpose at this point.
How'd you feel?
I thought the match was good. Once again, MJF was just up in the skybox, and I know we're not going to kind of blow through AEW right now, but once again, they tried to pull a quick one on the fans to boo MJF by having Wheeler Yuta, the Philly guy, come out first, and then MJF interrupts him, wears a Tom Seaver Mets jersey for the cheap heat in Philly. So once again, uphill climb trying to get MJF booed, but as we said earlier, we have like five different people challenging Moxley for the title. I will say we got a lot of video packages, at least for AEW. We had like three video packages on the show tonight. We had one for this one. We had one for the main event for Bandido. And I think we had one. Well, we had one for Saraya as well. But I've been hammering home some video packages, some like good, solid promo introductory stuff. And we got it this week. So I'm happy about that. I like a good package. But none will ever be as good as Austin Aries' package.
I've seen his package.
It was a fantastic package.
I've seen it up close. It's one of the best packages in the history of the business.
Exactly. And it was well hyped on WWE television.
It wasn't hyped. It just flat out delivered.
It did. It was, I mean, people say they got great packages, but Austin Aries is
top notch. It's top tier. It's a god mode level package.
Yep.
Might have a better package than Roman. I don't know. Oos, I love you. I love you, but I don't know.
Don't upset the bloodline.
I would never upset my tribal chief. Stop it. Stop yourself. Saraya, yes, she has a promo. So, she cuts the promo. She invites
the entire women's division out.
And I will say, I will give them a pass because there is a hurricane going on right now in Florida where a lot of wrestlers live.
Okay.
So I would like to, you know, give him a pass all of that, even though it was kind of weird. Where like you call it the locker room, and like four people show up.
I thought that
exactly five people showed up, and then Britt Baker and her people come out.
Yeah,
and Penelope Ford,
and she makes it she makes the women's championship match a lumberjill match because she talked to Tony Khan. She said she likes having a boss that actually listens to her. Guys, Vince is gone. We have to stop with the digs. We really, it's time.
It's not time yet.
No.
According to everybody else. I mean, I think it's time, but I'm not a wrestler.
No, I like every time somebody would debut on AEW, they'd take a shot at Vince. I'm like, guys, it didn't work out. Move. This is there's one time I will actually agree with EC3, and he said this when he got released. This is before he is doing what he is now. He was on Talk is Jericho. He said, hey, I left there once before because it didn't work out. Went to TNA, went back, didn't work out again. Oh, well, time to move on. Didn't work out, time to move on.
Shout out Bobby Fish. You got to do the obligatory newcomer to Impact and complain about his push in the previous company he was in.
Well, that's how you do that in Impact.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to show up on Impact and be a new person, you have to complain about your push in your last job.
Absolutely.
That's just what you have to do. It's in your contract.
And then Storm retains against Serena Deeb. When's Serena Deeb going to win a championship? Because I think she's fantastic.
Never.
But she's the professor.
Didn't she hold the ROH championship for like a cup of coffee?
No, she was the NWA women's champion.
Anyways, Saraya was on commentary, and it was interesting. It was kind of awkward. She kind of like was talking over everybody and
yeah,
just kind of saying things that it was just kind of like.
When you do commentary, you gotta you won't like know when somebody else is about to jump in, but if they get there before you, you gotta stop. These are things I've learned in the game, you know.
And she like kept counting the pinfalls. It was like, we can count to three, Saraya. We got this.
Honestly, sometimes you do that when you don't have anything else to say. I'm a bit honest. That's when I do it. I'm like, oh, one, two, no.
Well, she definitely had some things to say.
She did. She did have things to say. She said this is going to be her house. Britt Baker, you know, DMD, she's out there. I like how she went back to the whole conspiracy thing, which is what she was doing when she broke her nose like a couple years ago. Yeah.
So if she's going to just be like, this is just her role, kind of like the women's division GM or
the
whatever
mean girl.
She is. Like,
oh, you're talking about Saraya.
Saraya, like, okay. What, like, do you think it's worth bringing her in just to do that? If she's not going to be cleared, because I think it's not. I think it's, I don't want to say a waste of money, but as I'm already kind of complaining about how she's like what she's doing on TV right now, and I just don't want to see that every single week.
Bro.
I say give her a month. Give her a month. Let's see what she does in a month.
She doesn't wrestle like, because normally they wrestle like right away.
Yeah.
She doesn't wrestle in a month, and I'm like, all right.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's not to say that I'm not excited that she's back, because
yeah.
I love her. But
yeah. Love her. Ricky Starks, he defeated an enhancement talent. The crowd loves Ricky Starks. The crowd also
loves Ricky Starks.
Ricky Starks, but also the crowd also acclaimed. They had a little backstage thing. Keith Lee intervened. He said, Swerve isn't too happy about what happened. Billy Gunn's like, hey, tell Swerve I got two words for him. Scissor me. Okay. All right, brother. So DX is supposed to reunite in a few weeks for like their 25th anniversary. Do you think Billy Gunn shows up?
Maybe.
Probably not. He's dealing, you know, he's in that pissant company.
I mean, he showed up for the DX introduction into the Hall of Fame, but then again, there was no TV yet, and now he's a prominent act on their TV. Do you think he shows up?
No.
I think it could happen, but I think it's unlikely.
It'll be Triple H, Shawn Michaels, Road Dogg, and X-Pac. If not, just Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
If they need another guy, I'm down. Like, I got suspended for telling my principal to suck it. I'm down to show up. That's a great story. And then Jericho, the Ocho, the Ring of Honor World Champion, defeats Bandido. Bandido held that man for like a minute and a half, and the suplex. I'm like, this. I was like, oh my god, he's like falling forward. This is not going to end well. But you know, they're professionals. They got it done. The moonsault. I don't even know what to call that, bro. It was like a fall-away slam moonsault that he did to Jericho when he held him on the rope. That looked painful. Like it was, this was a good match. I was a fan.
Bandido was so talented. I think it was WrestleMania in 2019 when he kind of just wrestled everywhere, and AEW just starting up. I was like singing his praises and saying they need to sign him. And once Tony Khan just, you know, bought ROH without even thinking, once again, I was like, Bandito's a guy they need to get signed. And it's shocking to me that we had to wait till September 2022 for him to make his debut. But as we saw on this one, I still say Bandito was so talented, and that roster is so bloated, but I think he's worth it. I know he doesn't really speak English at all, but I mean,
you know where he can shine? He can shine at MLW, bro. Bandito versus Jacob Fatu. Run me that. Wait, didn't we already do that?
As I said, they probably like wrestled me in the weekend. He just wrestled everybody.
Didn't West Coast do that already? No.
I think so. I think I have seen him at West Coast before.
I think they did that. I think they did do that. Yeah, I believe they did. But anyway, like him and MLW, I think, because there's like a lot of talent. There's Hammerstone, there's Davey Richards. There's a lot of talent he could work with. But if he wants to, you know, stick with the Ring of Honor stuff and be on AEW TV, then might as well, right?
Yeah. Katie, do you have any hot takes on Bandido? Have you seen any of his stuff?
No. He's really good. He's great.
I haven't seen any of his stuff, and I did not get to watch AEW Dynamite tonight.
Yeah, after the match, Jericho says he's going to ruin the legacy of Ring of Honor. He calls it the Ring of Jericho.
Right.
And he said he challenges Bryan Danielson to the Ring of Jericho Championship in Canada. And he said he's going to ruin the legacy and all that. And he's going to fight, including the ring announcers. Gave the ring announcer a Judas effect. Yeah. Interesting.
They did the opening. They kicked off Dynamite with the celebration of Jericho. And they set up a Danielson Garcia, basically Garcia kicked, you know, left Jericho Appreciation Society. And so it's going to be Danielson Garcia taking on Jericho and Sammy next week.
Yeah.
So that should be interesting.
It shall be interesting. We're winding it down. Superstar Spotlight. Who do you got? Who do you got? Who do you got?
We still do that?
Yes, we still do that here. Who shined brightest throughout the week?
Shout out Aaron Judge, tied Roger Maris 61 home runs today.
This is a wrestling podcast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. He's a superstar. He's a NorCal guy. He's gonna be on the Giants.
Never heard of him.
Well, you've never heard of Shohei Ohtani, and you know, so
you mean
exactly.
Look, I'll put it to you like this: if I've heard of you, you're a star.
I have two.
Okay.
Aaron Judge and...
No.
Oh,
okay. None of that here.
No.
Tony Kemp. Tony Kemp made a great play yesterday.
None of that. None
so
of that.
So athletic.
I'm going to call out Sandra Moon. Her match against Milo at West Coast Pro was incredible. I caught highlights and I was just like, mind blown. So I'm super excited to see her at Devil's Night. Really excited for that. Doc Atrocity wrestled at Full Queer Wrestling at Folsom Street Fair in San Francisco this past weekend. That looked super fun. They had a 3-man or 6-man tag team.
Oh,
and
God.
It was him and Christina Von Erie and a cake that Danger Kirby made. Oh yeah. Talk about fun.
That's hilarious. Looking back at the script Got to give it to the honorary Oos.
Always the honorary Oos. Yes.
Got to give it to the honorary Oos. Love
three.
It.
Three. I have three.
Oh, there you go. This Friday, big time wrestling 6th anniversary is going down Newark Pavilion. I'm not sure what time the show starts, but you can look it up. You can find it. And then this Sunday, Lodi Con at the fairgrounds in Lodi. I will be in attendance. West Ghost Design will be there. I'm going to do the usual, hang out at his table. Get out, go meet all the vendors and artists and actors, and go meet Big Papa Pump, the Big Bad Booty Daddy, the Hall of Famer, Scott Steiner. Holler if you hear him.
Try to go out to Lodi, maybe.
Try to go out to Lodi. You guys already know the drill. Follow us on Twitter at Blicast, Instagram, Blicast, YouTube channel, Blicast. Emails, Blicast2 is the number 2 sweet, SWET, at gmail.com. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Spotify, Patreon, and everywhere in between. Thank you guys so much. We're back next week. We're previewing Extreme Rules. If Mark's Lil Durst, if he doesn't show up, he's stripped of the championship, and we will guarantee a new Blicast podcast champion. And then we're on the road. Next week is the go home, kind of, sort of, before our 300th episode. Thank you guys so much. Stay clean, stay strong, stay safe. Diamonds are forever. So is the Microphone Messiah. Yes, sir.